This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Globally, more than 292,000 people have died from COVID-19 as several countries have begun easing measures to contain the coronavirus. The slow reopening comes despite possible upsurges and warnings of a second outbreak. As some countries around the world begin gradually easing lockdown restrictions imposed in a bid to stop the coronavirus from spreading, the World Health Organization said it may never be wiped out entirely. More than half of the world's population has been put under some form of lockdown since the coronavirus crisis began. But WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warns there's no way to guarantee easing restrictions will not trigger a second wave of infections. He says their recommendation is for countries to be at the highest alert level possible. Germany's interior minister said Wednesday the country wants to end some COVID-19 checks at land borders soon. The country's interior minister telling reporters the goal is to soon open up borders with France, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and Austria and have free travel in Europe by mid-June. Echoing that plan, Austria said its borders with Germany would reopen mid-June. Spain is seeing its daily coronavirus death rate drop this week. That is allowing a limited number of businesses to reopen after weeks of paralysis. Business owners are happy to be open again, although they continue to see their losses mount and normality seems far away. Like other governments around the world, Spain is offering relief packages to businesses. Spain is also learning the preliminary results from a nationwide antibody study. The health ministry said results varied from region to region, but about 5% of the overall population has been affected by the coronavirus. The study that began in late April aims to test 90,000 people for the presence of antibodies to fight off the virus. This is VOA News. In a sign that France might be ready for summer holidays, some beaches reopened Wednesday, but only for swimming and fishing, while sunbathing remained prohibited. In England, the coronavirus lockdown tentatively was eased, with some people allowed to return to work. The worst-hit country in Europe is gradually lifting restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson describes the process as a supremely difficult balancing act between public health and the economy. Desperate to save millions of tourism jobs, the European Union set out plans for a phased restart of travel this summer, with EU border controls eventually lifted and measures to minimize the risks of infection, like wearing face masks on shared transport. For the second straight day, there are no new cases of COVID-19 in New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Ministry of Health Director General Ashley Bloomfield made the announcement Wednesday. Bloomfield called the news encouraging as most businesses, malls, retail stores, and sit-down restaurants look to reopen as of midnight Wednesday. Social distancing rules will remain in place with gatherings limited to 10. The picture was grim in other parts of the world. Chile imposed a total lockdown in its capital, Santiago, after a 60% surge in cases over the past 24 hours. The capital has been by far the hardest hit, and the country has, until now, imposed selective quarantine measures. Russia, now the country with the second highest number of virus cases, recorded more than 10,000 new infections after authorities this week eased restrictions to allow some people back to work. And fears were growing of a second wave of infections in China, with the northeastern city of Jilin put in partial lockdown and Wuhan, where the virus was first reported last year, planning to test its entire population after clusters of new cases. The U.S. is urging the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to come together a day after deadly attacks in the country left at least 56 people dead. The U.S. peace envoy for that country stressed Wednesday cooperation between the two Afghan adversaries, quote, is necessary to deal with the common enemy of terrorism. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed its local affiliate carried out the suicide bombing of the funeral for a police commander, but no armed group took credit for Tuesday's bomb and gun assault on a maternity ward in the Afghan capital of Kabul. Reuters cited Tunisia's state news agency saying the country will reduce the hours of its nightly curfew imposed to slow the spread of COVID-19. The curfew will now be in place from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. local time instead of 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app via remote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.